When the fighting started, 56-year-old Sikna Tefa was stranded in the village of Yaroun, just 3 or 4 kilometers from the Israeli border. She moved to Australia from Yaroun 30 years ago and was back in the town visiting relatives. It turned out to be a terrifying vacation.
15 days, I never sleep 2 hours. All night, the bomb and the airplane hitting the houses. We said, maybe this meant for us. Maybe second meant for us. We was very lucky with us. I don't know tonight.
Tefa and others say they were living a nightmare in Yaroun, hiding in bathrooms and basements as the walls shook from airstrikes and barrage after barrage of artillery rounds. They say they saw badly wounded neighbors begging for help, but did not dare run outside to try to save them. It has been all but impossible to get first-hand information about conditions in Lebanese border towns like Yaroun that have come under the heaviest attack. One Lebanese journalist trying to do that was killed when an Israeli airstrike hit the car she was riding in. The stories of the escapees from Yaroun reveal a nightmare scenario of civilians caught in the crossfire with little or no chance of escape. Yaroun is not far from the town of Bint Jebel, which has been the scene of intense fighting between Hezbollah militants and the Israeli Defense Force. But Tefa says the bombs are not the only danger. Yaroun is all but cut off from the outside world.
Plus, and the people die without food, with no water, no electricity, no gas, nothing.
Tefa literally walked to safety, wearing a pair of black flip-flop sandals and carrying nothing but her shiny black handbag. After nearly 2 weeks under siege, she and a group of about 70 townspeople waving a large white flag walked 6 kilometers to the nearest village, a place called Ramesh. Another Australian, Fatima Salim, managed to find a car to take her to Ramesh and then slept in a cramped apartment with 80 other people for 3 days.
No, I lost my mother and my brother and my sister-in-law. I don't know where they go. Because I go out from one door and they go out from another door. And for 1 minute, I couldn't see my parents. I don't know where they are.
Salim is traveling with her 5-year-old son, who she says has been crying in his sleep, even though she has tried to protect him from the ugly reality of war.
You know, I explained for my son, when he asked me what's going on, I said to him, this is firework, because we have Christmas.
From Ramesh, the women joined a vehicle convoy of more than 100 American and Australian citizens who were escaping to Tyre by road. Some had been living in southern Lebanon, and others, like Tefa and Salim, were on vacation. Their ordeal sheds light on the still desperate situation in southern villages, where an unknown number of Lebanese people remain stranded and besieged. New Jersey resident Ali Shaheen said he had contacted the U.S. Embassy, hoping they could be rescued. The embassy would not or could not send vehicles to pick them up, but negotiated with the Israelis for safe passage of a small convoy.
They guarantee our passage. We pass, we bring about 11 cars, we got here safe, no problem whatsoever. Now, there's a lot of people left there in the town of Ramesh, in our town, Yaroun. It was very bad hurt. Also, almost the whole town is destroyed. And there's still a lot of people there in Yaroun.
Several journalists covering the story noted angrily that the United States asked Israel for safe passage to get its own citizens out of Yaroun, but will not push Israel for an immediate ceasefire to protect the lives of other Lebanese civilians who happen to lack Western passports. The people who escaped from Yaroun spent the night in a hotel lobby in Tyre and spoke about their nightmarish odyssey as they prepared to board a chartered cruise ship that would take them to Cyprus and safety. A second convoy was sent to Yaroun and Ramesh to bring out the remaining Americans and Australians in time to get them on the boat. But hundreds of other people without the luxury of foreign passports remain stuck there, with Israel vowing to reoccupy a strip of southern Lebanon that would be almost certain to include both villages. Israeli planes have dropped leaflets warning residents of southern Lebanon to flee, and even though many civilians remain stranded there, the Israeli military has said it now considers just about everything in southern Lebanon to be a military target. Sikna Tefa says civilians are being caught in the crossfire.
Israel, she said 50% we kill. Hezbollah not there. Hezbollah in the bush. Hezbollah somewhere. But these honest people.
The travelers were exhausted and frightened. They were also frustrated to be stranded in the same hotel without transportation to get them across town to the port where the ship was waiting. They sat for hours in the blazing sun, having made it all the way from Yeroun, but unable to travel the last few kilometers to safety. Every Australian and American citizen who made it out of Yeroun left behind friends, relatives, and neighbors who have few options for escape. Fatima Salim said their minds remain fixed on those who have not yet made it out.
You can't believe the people, you can't believe the kids are there. Go see the little kids, go see the old people.
Chalice McDonough, VOA News, Tyre, Lebanon.